today on Rappler. Malacanang warns against an audio deepfake of President Marcos ordering a military attack on China. The police recommends the revocation of the gun license of fugitive preacher Apollo Quiboloy. Former Senator Rene Sagisag dies at 84 years old. Binmaloy Town in Pangasinan adopts a 4-day work week amid the scorching heat. And Bonifacio Global City draws flak after promoting artist and activist Banksy and then saying all street art must be pre-approved and permitted. The Presidential Communications Office warns against an audio deepfake that made it appear President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. ordered the military to act against a particular foreign country. The PCO says no such directive exists nor has been made. The video features audio designed to sound like Marcos, ordering the armed forces and special task groups to act however they deem appropriate should China attack the Philippines. Photos of Chinese activities in the West Philippine Sea flash in the video as a slideshow as the audio plays. Deepfakes are usually made using techniques from machine learning and generative artificial intelligence to fabricate media. The PCO says it was working with various agencies to actively address the proliferation of deepfakes and other generative AI content. The fake audio recording comes at a particularly tense time for Philippine and Chinese bilateral relations. The Philippine National Police Firearms and Explosive Office recommends the revocation of the gun license of fugitive preacher Apollo Quiboloy. PNP FEO Public Information Office Chief Major Lady Lou Gonzalez confirms the PNP FEO has submitted its resolution to PNP Chief Police General Romel Francisco Marbil for approval. Senate Deputy Minority Leader Rizal Ontiveros recently called out the PNP for its slow action in revoking Quiboloy's gun licenses despite the warrants against the preacher. A Rappler investigation discovered Quiboloy has at least 19 firearms with an estimated value of about 2.3 million pesos or 41,000 US dollars. Courts in Davao City and Pasig City have ordered Quiboloy's arrest, as well as the Senate for Quiboloy's failure to attend inquiries into his alleged abuses. Quiboloy is also wanted in the United States for various crimes including sexual trafficking. Former Senator Rene Sagisag dies at 84 years old. His son, Rebo Sagisag, posts on Wednesday, April 24, "We are grateful that in his final months, he was able to spend time with relatives, friends, and countless supporters. He passed away knowing that he was much loved and respected." The Senate flies its flag at half-mast Wednesday to mourn his passing. Sagisag was a human rights lawyer and defended many political detainees in his long career. He served as Cory Aquino's presidential spokesperson before running for senator in 1987. In 1991, he was one of 12 senators who voted against the Philippines-U.S. Military Bases Treaty, which ended permanent American military presence in the Philippines. The former senator was particularly critical of former President Rodrigo Duterte's drug war. He was honored as Haligi ng Bantayog or Pillar of Bantayog on April 9. Officials of Binmaloy in Pangasinan moved to implement a 4-day working schedule in its government offices. The heat index in the province continually sizzles to dangerous levels in the past 3 weeks. From its usual Monday to Friday 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. schedule, working hours are now from Monday to Thursday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Government offices are closed during Fridays except for essential and necessary services. The revised working schedule has been implemented since Monday, April 22, and will last until June 30 this year. The province, particularly Dagupan City and its neighboring towns, has continuously recorded dangerous heat levels. Bonifacio Global City draws flak after promoting the exhibit of graffiti artist and activist Banksy, then says all street art must be pre-approved and permitted. "Art is not a crime," it said in a now-edited social media post. Replying to a commenter who asked if artists can now paint its walls without repercussions, BGC initially said it does not condone any form of vandalism and all street art must be pre-approved and permitted. It later clarified the Banksy universe will just be an exhibition at the Metropolitan Manila Museum. Pest Control, the organization that handles Banksy, says it is not involved or associated with Banksy's graffiti art in different countries. Social media users say the exhibit defeats the essence of Banksy's works. And that's today's wrap. I'm Nina Liu. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.